All right. So I think you've made a reasonable case, but the skeptic in the audience is still probably saying to themselves, all right, fine, nice theory. What do you really do? And from what I've read about Codevine and taken in, a lot of what you do can be captured in three pretty simple words that all start with letter C. So it's kind of handy that yep. way. And those three C's are capture, mm-hmm. correlate, and compound. Mm-hmm. On each one of those words, to a CFO, not to an engineering leader, but to a CFO, what would those be to capture those three? Capture, correlate, compound.
I'm not great at brevity.
I know you're not. That's why I'm giving you the challenge.
I think for capture, if all you're capturing is your receipts, you're screwed.
All right. You like that? That's clear.
Yep.
If you're not capturing just receipts, what are you capturing?
This is something a lot of people don't understand, right? So everybody's worried about, don't drain your AI on my chats, mm-hmm. right? It's because they think their intellectual property is going to show up in the training data set and sure. their secret sauce or their password is going to show up. And then I'm not nearly as worried about that as everyone else. I think there are legit security concerns, but I look at this the other way, right? So the AI companies mm-hmm. are training their models all day, every day on all the chats they can get.
Yep.
Right. So if you have a consumer license to Claude Code, all that data is being used to train the next version, right?
Yep.
So they think it's valuable, right? It is the clearest, like I said before, it's the clearest signal of intent to outcome that you have in your organization. It's how Maker Wells went about solving a problem. Crystal clear. What was the problem? What exactly did we do? What was my thought process? And what is the outcome that I achieved, right?
Got it.
Completely visible. So for my—
So that's all part of capture.
That's part yeah. of, that is capture. So capture is on an individual basis mm-hmm. and on a project basis.
Yep.
What's the spend?
Yep.
You know, what tool, like, so, you know, what agentic skills they're using, you know, what MCP servers they're using, you know, the command flow, there's a lot of high level statistics,
mm-hmm.
but when you look at it in aggregate, you know, what you get, make this real for a second, right?
Yeah.
So you can, if you ask Claude to analyze your own chat history,
yeah,
it will come up with a couple things that you feel like are—
I shudder to think.
Yeah, shudder. Right. Yeah. Right? It'll come up with some things that are fairly situational. Right. And not necessarily transferable to future situations.
Yeah.
If you use something like Codevine to analyze all of your developer transcripts.
Yes.
You get deep insights into workflow problems, systems access problems, straight up engineering problems that people are tripping over again and again and again. You get insights into what people are, you know, what makes people
That's
mad.
That's a different kind of cost, right? That's a hidden cost.
Hidden cost.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's like
I'm rebuilding the same thing over.
Yeah. And over. Just yesterday on one of our projects, you know, we found four guys within the span of 1 week that burned up a whole day suffering with the same problem. You know, our seniors figured out how to solve this problem a long time ago. These guys, somehow the documentation or the tribal knowledge hadn't filtered down. We're like, okay, so we need to teach the agent how to do this.
Yeah.
Right. So the capture is, you absolutely, if you are not capturing your full LLM mm-hmm. conversation flow
yeah.
and looking at that as organizational intelligence, you're missing the new gold mine
yeah.
of AI.
So, you know, not to throw more C's at you, but it sounds like capture, you need to capture the cost, of course. Like mm-hmm. that's almost a given. Mm-hmm. But you also need to capture the chats themselves. You need to capture the code. Like lots of C's running around, but let's move to the next one.
Yeah, yeah.
Keep you on your
yeah,
you're right.
So for the CFO, it is easy to just think about it as capture. But
yeah.
if the CFO is future growth looking, what they need to understand is the entire psychological and execution framework of their knowledge workers is captured in those chat logs. And they need to be looking at that as corporate X-ray vision.
Yeah. Beautiful, beautiful, cool. Now, kind of the big word, correlate. And if I understand this correctly, this is really about being able to correlate the work that got done to an actual business outcome, right? So this is the step where you might be able to in some way measure productivity. So give me your insight into Correlate.
I mean, Correlate's the hot topic right now. I mean, you threw out some sexy stats in there earlier. I mean, I think depending on the PR cycle, they might be saying we can only see 10% or we're not really sure. But if layoffs are coming, they say 50%.
Yes.
You know, they know they can measure the cost. They just don't know if they can measure the outcomes, right?
Right.
Correlate is a short time problem.
Okay.
Right. It's not going to be long before nobody cares because the standard operating procedure is just to use this stuff. Right.
Yeah.
You're not putting the genie back in the bottle. You're not going to not buy tokens anymore. Right. So the important thing is, okay, we do need to help people correlate now to justify continued investment in this journey. Right. And correlate literally is ideally you want to get to business outcomes.
Right,
right now, you know, really the state of the art is you can quantify the AI costs that went into every line of code in your next release, right?
Yeah, you need to understand any business owner, certainly a CFO, needs to know more than I spent this amount of money and we generated X amount of code or committed lines.
Yeah.
Like that's sort of casually interesting to a CFO versus something a little bit harder about what the executed outcome was, right?
Yeah, I mean, I think there are so many parts in that value chain right now that are kind of outside the data scope.
Yeah.
But right now, you'd be shocked. I mean, maybe not, but like almost no one can do what I just said.
Oh,
right. So
sadly, I'm not shocked, but yes.
So if you're an engineering manager, I mean, you should be able to know that Sally spent $1,000 on tokens in her personal poker game project.
Right.
And she spent, you know, $10 in tokens on our actual project.
Yeah.
Or you should need to know they spent, you know, a god awful fortune on tokens on this project, but didn't commit any code.
Right. Right.
I mean, that is quantifiable with CodeBind today. Right.
Fantastic.
So here's the,
it's a big deal.
It's a huge deal because almost no one can do it. And people like the CTO is generally, I mean, let's just say if you're trying to quantify business outcomes, you know, you've got sales and marketing, you've got a bunch of things that go into that, right?
Yes.
The CTO can at least say for the first time, you know, I can quantify that I put tokens in and velocity improved. Okay.
Yes.
That's not taking credit. I mean, that's not accounting for the fact that was the velocity on target.
Yeah.
Okay. That's a harder question to answer.
Yes.
Right. But there's another more important step to correlate.
Going fast in the wrong direction.
Yeah. You don't want to go fast in the wrong direction. But we use the analytics of Correlate to set up the next jump.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So the analytics of Correlate let us see. So there are multiple ways to look at what's effective. I love this conversation. I mean, I could talk about this all day. And if you ask an AI to review a chat session and you ask it to say like, what'd the agent do well and what it do poorly, like it's going to take the standard operating procedure, the baseline capabilities that the agent can do. And it's going to say like, great job, great job, great job, great job. You can't just ask it.
So you're saying agentic AI is even more the everyone gets a trophy.
It gives itself a trophy on every single thing it does. It doesn't know. It doesn't really fully have a concept of like, it just looks like it went well.
Yeah.
It doesn't necessarily know.
Gen AI.
Gen AI, right. So to really understand what's effective and what's not effective, you need to do two things minimally, right? So number one, you need to look for who's struggling.
Yeah.
And you need to look for who's not struggling. And you need to look at what the people who are struggling, how is that different from the people who are getting code into production?
Right.
Right. So, and then who's getting code in production? And they're not equal on AI utilization, right? Mm-hmm. So what you're looking for is my high AI users that have high production contribution.
Mm-hmm.
What's their secret formula? Right.
Got
so
it.
That you want to go deep on that. Right. So some problem remediation can be found in lots of different places. right? And that's a huge step. Like this, we're going to talk about Compound.
That's where I'm going next.
Yeah, use the correlate analytics to extract the real differences in how people go about using AI.
Okay.
What is really effective and what is just activity?
Yes.
Because some things feel like they're effective, but they are not.
Yeah.
Right? If I were to ask any one of my...
One of my favorite lines in a country music song ever, falling feels like flying for a little while.
Yeah.
Yeah. If you ask anybody on my staff if they're AI productive, they're going to say yes.
Oh, yeah.
You know, they're 100%. Just 100%. They're just like AI rating AI's own performance.
Yep.
It's fan-freaking-tastic. The capture gives you the benchmark analytics to figure these differences out. Right. So then Compound comes in where, you know, this is back to, you know, plugging helicopter flying or yes. kung fu into your
right.
brain in the matrix.
Right. Yes.
So, literally, you know, you are not an individual employee anymore. You are an employee augmented by a virtual companion.
No question.
Right.
Yeah.
And we can augment the brain of that virtual companion. Mm-hmm. Right. So this is an important point. We just had the new Claude models released two days ago.
Yeah. I was babbling today.
Yeah. So, yeah. And so, you know, I got my first big, you know, Codevine Fable generated defect report. The guy who sent it to me was like, Fable number one. It doesn't matter how much smarter the agents get.
Mm-hmm.
As long as humans are interacting with the agents to in some way collaborate on the achievement of the human desired outcome.
The goal,
right? Humans are going to go about interacting differently, and organizations are going to figure out how to optimize the collective interaction of their humans.
Yeah.
Right? So what we want to do is we want to look at your top performers. We want to figure out, oh, they know how to fly a helicopter. They know kung fu. We're going to download that onto the, you know, CD-ROM or hard disk back then. We're going to plug it into the brain of your AI workmate. And now you have essentially inherited that productivity capability.
Yes.
Right? So you may not even be aware that it's leveled you up. Now, hopefully you're paying attention or aware, and we've made this information available, but the goal is no one should perform. There's a delta between the out-of-the-box performance of the agent,
mm-hmm.
poor usage of the agent,
right,
good usage of the agent, and instrumented, augmented high performance, mm-hmm. right? We need to be able to take all these things out and plug them in so that this bottom tier gets eliminated.
Yep.
And this is the out-of-box performance, and it goes up for everybody.
Got it.
Right? So when you do that, that's not a one-time thing, right? That's a virtuous cycle of continuous improvement.
Like a flywheel.
Absolutely. It's a flywheel, right? That's now part of my company's agentic platform, right? Yep. That's part of our flow platform.
To go back to the term that you subliminally put in our brains a little earlier. This is that construct of grafting. It's the horticultural construct of taking the best genes from plant A and making them available for future planting that you're doing or putting them onto an existing plant. And that's sort of the broad construct you're trying to apply, but with human beings inside and an organizational organism, if you will.
Yep. We're taking the high value capabilities and we're grafting them into everyone's work experience.